Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Santina Wheat, it was actually a week ago Saturday that we lost the Oscar-winning actress Diane Keaton. It was only announced a couple of days ago that the cause of death was pneumonia. And I thought, you know, let's spend a couple of minutes on that. You know, we hear pneumonia, we know it's serious. Can you dig in a little deeper in explaining what pneumonia is and how we can prevent getting it, what happens when you do get it, et cetera?
Absolutely. When we say pneumonia, we're talking about a general infection of the lungs. And it is sort of a catch-all because it can be caused by a variety of different things. It can be caused by bacteria or viruses or even fungus. And it's one of those things that, like a lot of what we have talked about in the past, can affect those who are very young, those who are older, and then those who have, for whatever reason, have a reason to get sick a little bit easier than others or immunocompromised. But there's things that we can do to try to prevent pneumonia. The general things like washing our hands, staying away from people that are sick, those are all things that we can do to prevent pneumonia. And then we do have lots of vaccines that are out there to help prevent pneumonia. And when we talk about the flu shot and the COVID vaccines, those are to prevent illnesses in general, but that often can lead to pneumonia. And then we have specific pneumonia vaccines as well to try to help prevent that.
How is pneumonia different, say, from the flu or a very bad cold? Almost sounds like the same thing.
It really can be, but often what happens is you start with the flu or a bad cold, and then it progresses to pneumonia. And so generally, it sort of gets caught up in your lungs, and then you have not just the cough and the fever, but you also will have chest pain and shortness of breath. And we can actually see it on a chest x-ray. We can see a consolidation in your lungs.
Okay. And so if you get it, if you're feeling badly enough, I guess you go to the doctor. But once it's diagnosed, what do you do if it's determined that you do have pneumonia?
So it really depends on what's causing it. So sometimes if it's caused by a virus, then there are some things that we have antivirals for. So like if you have the flu and we catch it early enough, there are some antivirals for the flu. If it is a bacterial pneumonia, we'll give you antibiotics. Sometimes if it's really difficult to breathe, you might actually come into the hospital and we give you oxygen. And then all of those things that we talk about in general, like plenty of fluids, medicines for your fever, and then lots and lots of rest.
Yeah. Are you contagious if you have
pneumonia? You are contagious, yes. Yes. When you cough, you can spread the bacteria or the virus that is causing your pneumonia.
Okay. All right. Speaking of that, I mean, we are like right in the middle now, especially with this turn of cold weather that we're having today, in the middle of flu season, aren't we already? I mean, this is the time of year when things like this start to spread around.
We are certainly getting it, and if it's not the flu, it's certainly all of the viruses that are making their way around. I certainly have been seeing a lot of people in my office recently that are showing up. It is definitely that time of year. Just a good reminder to wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, and take care of yourself right now.
What about, is it too late to get a flu shot, or is there still time to prevent it?
It is absolutely the perfect time to get it. The flu season really does go almost all the way into March, so it is certainly not too late. I would go and get it now if you can, though. It does take a couple of weeks for it to work, so the sooner you can get it, the better.
Okay, and what about, we've talked so often about COVID vaccines. That's still important to get. I see stories popping up during the week where there are outbreaks of COVID in certain parts of the country. I guess we don't really want one of those here at all, the way that we can do that is by trying to, you know, stave it off, right, with the proper vaccination regimen.
Absolutely. I will just remind everyone that the importance of the COVID vaccine is not just to prevent the disease, though, but it's to prevent severe disease. So even if you get the vaccine, it's still possible to get the disease, but it's to really help prevent get the complications from getting it, like to get the pneumonias on top of it, to prevent from being hospitalized from it. And then, again, stay home when you're sick. Try to stay away from people that are sick.
Pneumonia vaccine, too. I mean, tying in with our conversation about pneumonia, that is something that you should also get vaccinated for, correct?
It is. And you might have heard in the past that you shouldn't get this vaccine until you're 65. But that guidance changed not that long ago. And so in general, we recommend it for folks. There is a series of vaccines for folks who are children, and then there is newer recommendations to get it when you're younger as well. There's a lot of diseases that you should get it for, and then more often when you're about 50, then we start talking about the pneumonia vaccine.
A really good question, I think, on our text line, 847 area code, asking, does cold weather have to do with getting sick? In other words, the temperature outside, does that lower your immunity, or do you still need to pick up a virus? It really has to do with picking up a virus somewhere. It doesn't matter whether it's hot or cold outside.
I think that's a great question. It really does have to do with the virus. However, when it is cold outside, our body is working harder to do everything, and so it's just a little bit more susceptible. But it is still all about that virus or the bacteria that we're coming into contact with.
And so it is actually lowering your immunity a little bit.
You're just working harder to fight away those things. And then the other thing to remember is we're in closer contact when it's cold outside because we're coming in and being closer together.
Yeah, okay, all right. I've had an ongoing argument with Annabelle Val from the TV show. She says that if it's cold outside, you get sick. I say that, and I've been telling her that you have to come in contact with the virus to get sick. So it sounds like we might both be right a little bit on that.
I will always say it's the virus. I just know that we have to work. It's just easier when you get that virus when it's a little bit cold out.
Yeah. Dr. Santina Wheat, more with the doctor, your questions, texts, calls, 312-981-7200. After this, Dr. Santina Wheat, The Weekend Health, with us on the phone line. Start off with a text from the 773 area code. Is the pneumonia vaccine a yearly vaccine, or do you only get it one time?
That's a great question. You only need it one time, but there's a little bit of nuance to that answer because sometimes you've gotten a old version of the vaccine and we have to update it just because there's a newer version that's available now, but typically just one.
608 area code. I tried to get a COVID shot at a recent physical and was told that they couldn't give them out. They told me I could go to Walgreens. Why aren't doctors allowed to give out COVID shots?
It's not always that we're not allowed to give them. Sometimes our organizations don't have them in stock and just don't have them available. And so that is honestly beyond me sometimes. But the pharmacies do have them in stock. And so sometimes it's just the insurance and the process. But they are there.
Yeah, very interesting. What is the latest version of COVID shot that we should be up to date on right now?
So there is a 2025, we'll call it fall version of the COVID vaccine. That is the newest version. And so if you had received the vaccine in the past, then this is the one that we are recommending that you get now. In conversation with your doctor, the way that the guidelines were written is that everyone over 65 should be getting it, and then everybody else should be talking with their doctor about it, though I am generally recommending it for everyone.
There probably isn't a week that goes by where someone doesn't email or text me asking, should I get a single shingles vaccine? And, you know, just based on information that I know from people that I know that have gotten the shingles, yes, you should get a shingles vaccine, correct?
Absolutely. And to be honest, I feel like the evidence for the shingles vaccine is just is becoming more and more. I even recently heard new evidence that it decreases your risk of dementia. So not just preventing the shingles and all that goes along with that, but to decrease your risk of dementia too sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad. Dr. Santina Wheat, always nice to talk to you. And we appreciate you joining us. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday today. Thank you.
Thanks, you too. Have a great day.